Okay, well then I'll welcome us all to the show.
Okay. Very good.
How are you?
I'm great. Yourself?
I'm very well, thank you.
Yeah, I'm having a good time. I'm doing I'm participating in an email class.
Excellent.
And it's a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun. You know,
and I got all of my work done today in time to do all of my practices before being on this call.
That's extra fun.
Isn't that extra fun?
That really is. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I've loved all the assignments, and it really struck me, the special letter that you sent out.
Uh-huh.
And the thing that seems so perfect for this class in particular with that is that how easily most of us are bamboozled in the area of nutrition and fitness by egocentric karmic conditioning, and that it's so easy to fall off on one side or the other. Either, oh, it's okay, don't worry about it, you know, that's fine, that's good enough, or the other side of, come on, do more, be better, you know, be perfect, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
And I loved how that letter that you sent, it felt like it modeled perfectly that middle way, where it wasn't, well, that's okay if you're not going to participate in the email class. You know, don't worry about sending assignments in. But the way that you reached out to people in offering them a chance to step out of that bamboozle was so kind. And I just thought, wow, that's perfect for this email class, for modeling how to do that with ourselves.
Oh, good, good. Yes, because one of the things, as you know, that it really talks people into is, well, you know, you haven't done it perfectly, and so you might as well just quit.
Exactly.
Just give up.
Yeah.
And I just wrote to somebody this afternoon, and we were kind of agreeing that whole process is just insane as soon as we see it. We see how insane it is.
Yeah.
Like, no, I didn't meet some standard, and so I should do nothing? How about if I just start now and do what I want to do?
Yeah.
Do what I choose to do. Not to meet a standard, but just start where I am. Because, of course, as we say all the time, you know, every moment is brand new. There isn't any what you did in the past.
Right.
And there isn't any, it's just a matter of time before you fail again. No, because there isn't any future. There's only right now. How am I being? How am I doing right now?
Yeah.
That's my whole life, right now.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And there's such a big clue in that, isn't it? That, I didn't meet the standards, so I should just give up. It's like, wait a minute. That obviously isn't on my side, because if it was actually trying to get me to do it, then that wouldn't be the conclusion.
Right, right. Anybody who cares about us is going to say, it's okay. You know, it's all right. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Here you are.
Yeah.
Welcome to the party.
Exactly.
Good, let's go.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But again, it's obvious as soon as we see it.
Right.
The other thing that I was looking at today as I was doing the responses is what a coup for that system that it gets everybody to believe they're the only one.
Yeah.
And, of course, when we're growing up, you know, there are a lot of people in our lives, not that these are bad people, I'm not saying that, but people who are invested in us believing that they are different than we are, that they don't have these issues.
Mm-hmm.
If they ever did, they're long past them,
right.
And that they're doing fine, and, you know, in my case, I'm the only one who's having this difficulty.
Right.
And so, you know, parents think they have to be perfect. What, really, anybody who's ever been a parent, really, really, how could you think that for more than 10 or 15 minutes? But, you know, if you're a parent, you have to be perfect. If you're a teacher, you have to be perfect. If you're a doctor, you have to be perfect. If you're a whatever it is, mm-hmm. you have to be perfect. You can't ever let anybody admit that you're just exactly the same way that they are. Because then they won't respect you, they won't do what you say, they won't give you money.
Right, right.
Yeah?
Boy, and it really is conditioned mind on a large scale, isn't it? Because as you say that, I can just see how unkind that is for each of us to pretend that to each other.
Ooh.
Because every time someone just lays it out there and says, hey, here's what's really going on with me, and here's, you know, it's such a relief.
Yeah. We can all stand up and yell, me too.
Exactly.
because there isn't anything that's happening to anybody that isn't happening to everybody.
Yeah.
As we always say, the content may vary, but the process is the same. Here, do this thing that you're going to feel bad about and then feel bad and ashamed and hide out with me, where I'll tell you what an awful person you are and don't ever let anybody know that this is going on. Really? Who has not experienced that?
Yeah, and this has come up for me quite a number of times through this email class and a number of things in the last little while, what you always say about communication, that no wonder communication is so unpopular. clear, thorough communication is so unpopular because it takes that ability to keep us back in that imaginary world where we're terrible and everyone else is different from me in place.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny. Well, anyway, I know we have people that we want to talk to. So
while you're finishing that, let me tell people, remind people, because I haven't said it. Press *6 to put yourself in the queue. We're to make a show. We're in that mode, so people can do that as we're finishing up.
All right. Well, it's just as you know, we're going to do a project on communication, and it's just once we start watching ourselves in it and the interactions, it's such a soap opera. You know, it's such a soap opera. I mean, it would be so easy just to say X, 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 but I'm not going to say it for reasons that nobody would ever be able to understand. And then, of course, after that, it just all goes to hell, right?
Yeah.
Over and over and over again, we do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, I'm eager for the email classes and the books and the radio shows on that one.
All right.
So we do have folks in the queue. We do have folks who have made a show. So let's find out what's going on in the world of nutrition and fitness.
All right.
Thanks, Sherry.
Thank you, Jen.
First caller, you're now live on the air, and would you please introduce yourself?
My name is Nancy. I'm from British Columbia, Canada.
Hello, Nancy.
Hi, Sherry. This is I've never called into the radio show, and I'm terrified. And
oh,
I have to tell you,
good.
Just when I press you do the *6 and the press one, but before the press one, it really quickly says, if you have a question, you want to ask press one. And I pressed one, and I thought, oh, my God, I don't have a question.
Oh, no.
Wrong already.
No. I know. It's so funny when that thing comes on and says, Q&A session has started. It's like, well, that's not what we're doing, but I guess we can be on here anyway.
But
yeah,
said, if
that's
you have a
fine.
Question. And I panicked.
Right.
But I'm still, I held on. I almost hung up. You know, I hear people say this all the time, and so I know I'm repeating, and it's like you were saying earlier, these experiences that we think are happening to just us happen to everybody.
Everybody
and
all the time.
And I was so grateful for the amnesty class and then seeing the responses and reading them because I thought how close, I really understood what they'd gone through because there were several times when I thought, you know, I didn't know if I was going to, I think I don't even understand what this question is.
Uh-huh.
Or I think, what was the other one? There were several of them where I just thought, oh my, or my first one, part of the response sort of asked if I was recording and listening, and I thought, I remember I was sort of indignant. And then I realized, well, that's really silly. It's a really good thing that she's reminding you of. But you have 50 words, and I think that would have made 51. So I left off the recording and listening.
Uh-huh.
But I mean, I know
and
all those
and
things.
And it's fascinating just to see the process, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just to kind of watch our whole lives pass before our eyes, as
oh,
they
yeah.
say.
These little pinches.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, I thought the only thing that made it me able to go was because I recognized the pinch and
uh-huh.
then continued on. But I know how easy it is in the past. How easy it would have been, or even probably now, to stick with the pinch and then just, you know, not do something. And it's like this class has been the most beneficial thing I've ever done in my life. I can't believe the things, and it's hard in those responses to really be able to share the degree to which that's occurring. But I have a couple of really serious health issues that this is giving me new ways to look at them and to be a participant. And because, and the thing, a few people mentioned, I've been vegetarian for over 40 years and vegan for the last five, and I walk everywhere. So exercise and eating, my, those little voices could say, well, there's really nothing for you to do in these questions. But then when I stuck with them, things have come up that have just been, you know, for me, just life-changing. So I thank you.
Well, and hopefully lots of recordings for you to that person, right, who stayed with it.
To it.
Yeah, here's somebody who really understands you, who really gets everything about your life, is on your side, is support, will go along with you with anything, anything you want to do, anything you want to try.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good.
And also to read those good things in, like, you know, I find quotes or parts from your books or other people's books, so that I just read them into there. And then when I'm not walking, I can listen to those, and it's just, it's, anyway, I'm sorry, this isn't really a great question, because I'm just too excited right now and too full of it. It's just an amazing experience to me how much this has opened up for me, and it's all health and it's all to do with health. So I figure it fits in the class.
Well, I have to tell you, I don't mind that you don't have a question. Nothing that you've said has been difficult for me to take in. So thank you. You know, life changing.
the most valuable thing.
You know,
Halfway through the first 24 hours of the 24 hours of class five, I thought that I can't do anything. And I realize now it was conditioning, it was just shutting down, because I think it knew where I was going to end up.
Uh-huh.
And I just kept going with it, and all of a sudden it was like, you know, just sitting, and this whole thing opened up. And I'm just thrilled. So thank you.
Yeah.
And I'll get off the...
Okay, I want to say one thing about that, though. Just for everybody, you know, doctors, therapists, you know, all of those kinds of people, will report that what they watch people do time and time again is get right to the brink of the breakthrough and quit. And that's what we watch our, you know, that's what we're trained to do, right? That's what conditioning does. So the fact that you would just, in the face of that, just keep on going, and then you get the breakthrough. So just a reminder to everybody that when it's doing its darndest to get us to stop, that's when we really need to get, we can quit later, you know, when it's not saying anything, but when it's in that level of resistance, we have to keep going because we're so close to the good stuff.
Oh, that is so true. Like, I felt it, I experienced it, and the thing is, and now all sorts of information has opened up to me.
Yes.
It's just amazing, and I feel so much like, I mean, it just deepens my desire to practice. Like,
yes.
You know, so thank you. And thank
you
to everybody who's participating, because I read all the responses your responses, and it's amazing. So thank you.
Good, good. Well, thank you. I'm glad you called in. I'm glad you didn't hang up.
Thank you, Sherry.
Okay.
Thank you, Jen.
Good night.
Okay. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Nancy. Bye. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks.
Sherry, how's the sound quality on my phone right now?
You're really loud.
Compared
to Nancy, you're really loud. Yeah.
I could barely hear Nancy, so I switched to a third phone during that call.
Jen,
so
you must find the middle way, okay?
I guess.
I don't know what the deal is. Oh, no, there you are. Yeah, that sounded good.
Okay, all right.
Of course, I don't know what the next caller is going to sound like. Let's find out.
Let's find out, okay.
Here. All right, thanks.
Next caller, you're now live on the air, and would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Joyce.
Well, hello, Joyce.
Hello, Sherry.
What's going on with you?
Well, I just have to say the the same thing about that wonderful email that you sent, which was, you know, you get a reprieve or whatever it was. I'm just hanging on here by my teeth. I don't even know if I've started this next series. I have been in just the throes of believing all this stuff that EKC self-hate throws out.
Mm-hmm.
And to, along with that is health issues and relationship issues and something that in the last call that you were talking about was about feeling insane. You know, I was fully convinced until your email that I was just insane. And after the email, it was okay that I was insane, because the insanity in what EKC self is calling insanity is really the key to everything.
Yes. Can you give us an example? Not to put you on the spot, but
I could give you several examples. One that was, well, the biggest one was I have really been in it for, I can't even count. I'd gone to the doctor, was driving home, and I was just feeling emotionally really bad. Everything just seemed bad, and I just kept driving, kept paying attention. I stopped and because I was almost home and I didn't want to go home with this. I wanted to really look out. So I stopped, got a cup of coffee, sat outside at a place, and it was just beautiful. And I all of a sudden I looked at the trees and the sky, and it just all dropped.
Wow.
And it was one of the biggest experiences of that I think I've ever had, because I thought it doesn't matter. You know, I actually don't know what I thought. It just dropped. All of the suffering was gone.
Yeah. And you know, Joyce, one of the things that I want to underline about what you're saying, well, there are several things, but the first one is how you were guided, how you were being guided, and how your willingness to be guided showed up. So you're aware of what you're feeling, you're driving along, you're paying attention. It occurs to you that you don't want to go home with that. And so you find a place to go be outside, and then to be outside, okay, and then to look up and to see the trees and to see the sky, and there's the opening.
Wow. You know, I knew there was a secret there somewhere, but you just pointed it out. I live in an incredibly beautiful place, and am I spending time outside? No. Mm. Am I walking in the woods that are, you know, a quarter of a mile away? No.
Yeah, yeah. Well, when we're caught in that kind of trap, that it had you in, the resistance to doing any of those kinds of things, as you well know, is it feels insurmountable. Because it knows, as soon as you get outside, as soon as you start moving, as soon as you get it into those trees and start feeling the energy of nature as compared to being inside your head with the energy of hateful stories, you're going to have that experience. You're going to disidentify and step free of it. So, yeah, the pressure to stay in, look down, don't engage with anything, just keep the story going, just obsess about whatever the story is. That's the only way it can keep us.
Yes. And the amazing thing is for, like, almost 4 days, I was present. Now, I wasn't doing anything but being present, and so what was happening is that started all over again. Being present was not enough.
That's right.
I wasn't doing the class, I wasn't doing the recording, I wasn't doing the listening, and in saying that, it just amazes me how quickly and how subtly all of these little put-downs are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've been hearing this for years, but the experience of it is so different.
Yep. And what I love about what you're saying now is, because I just wrote to somebody that they said, you know, what I have to do, what I'm doing now is just, I can't remember the first part of it, but meditating and trying to be present. And I said, well, that, you know, that's not enough. I mean, I wish I could say to people, oh, sure, that'll work, but it won't. It won't work because that system is so schooled in, okay, you're present, great, you're having a nice time, you enjoyed the trees and the sky, great, just go ahead. And then it just slowly seeps in, and we leave the present and move back into that conditioned reality. And it's so smooth about it, right, that we don't notice that it's happening until it throws us down into a pit again. So to realize, hey, I'm here. I'm here. And what I want to do while I'm here is set up everything I can set up to make sure I get to stay here. So this is when I'm recording, and I'm going to record about what happened and exactly how that transpired to the best of my ability so that I can replicate that. And I'm going to listen to that, and then, you know, I'm going to go from there because I know if I don't. It's kind of like, you know, I'm really fit. I don't need to exercise. Well, it's not going to be that long before I'm not really fit. And in that same way, I won't notice that transition. I won't notice it until I'm out there really not fit. Right? And then, of course, they start and look what you've done. What's the matter with you? How could you have let this happen? Well, why don't you just kill yourself? Because you're certainly never going to get back to that level of fitness again.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's hideous and predictable, and we just have to really get it that that's what's going on, and we need to marshal all of our resources and get them going in the direction of, I'm going to be here with life. Thank you very much. And as you said, you know, you're driving along, and emotionally you feel like tutu, right? But but you're staying present anyway. Oh, you have a friend.
Yes, I do. I'm still here.
Okay. Yeah. So, at any rate, that's what we do. We watch it try to do what it does to us, and we just, to the best of our ability, stick with our resolve and make as many reminders for ourselves as we can that this is what I want, this is what I choose, this is where I want to put my attention and my energy. I don't want to waver from it because it's really important. I know what will happen if I waver. I may not always feel 100%, but this is my intention. This is what I'm going for. Okay. Well, you take care of yourself, huh?
That, you know, the things you say I have to go back and listen to. Somebody showed up at my door, and it's a perfect example of how I do that or how it gets set up that I miss the point. And then in missing the point, I turn around and choose to not continue with what I know will keep
point.
It working.
That's right. But
it's
but what you said is, I'm going to go back and listen to that again.
Yes.
So you won't miss the point.
No, I won't.
Yeah.
And that
awareness, of course, is the real bottom line point. Right? When you catch on to a process like that, that's a huge level of freedom that we have. But we want to record it because otherwise, once again, it'll be taken away from us.
Yep.
Yeah.
I get
all right.
It. Thank
you
so
much.
All right.
Very good. Thanks, Joyce. Bye-bye. Good night.
Good night. Thanks for joining us, Joyce. That is so perfect, Sherry, because if we stay in awareness, then we can't lose.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
So someone comes to the door and I turn away. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I turn back. It's kind of like, you're out in a very big body of water, and you can float to rest.
Mm.
Yeah. But you don't want to lose consciousness.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's very
good.
You're
at rest, yeah. And then you keep your eye on where you're going, mm-hmm. and you keep paddling toward that.
Mm-hmm.
Float when you need to rest, but you don't go to sleep.
Mm-hmm. Boy, that's that same middle way. That it feels like the letter was, you know.
Mm.
Yeah. That mentoring presence. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. So a reminder to folks who have joined us recently that you can press *6 to make a show. And we have lots of other folks, so let's take
good.
The next caller. Next caller, you're now live on the air, and would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, Sherry and Jen. This is Beth.
Hey,
from
Beth.
Denver.
Beth from Denver. How are you?
I am well. I am in an interesting place. I have been thoroughly enjoying the email class, and it's brought a very heightened awareness to eating and fitness and how I'm treating my body and the first exercise of hearing from the body made me realize how I have not been in partnership with my body,
mm-hmm.
and treating it as that third wheel, sort of
mm-hmm.
do what I say, not as I do sort of thing.
Yeah, well, it's a one-way relationship, right?
Exactly.
You do everything you do what I say, and I'll do nothing for you.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Conditioning had that all set up. So it was just eye opening and just wonderful. And then you started the email class is starting asking for exercises and commitments and record before each meal and listen, and that didn't work so well. But I did it a couple of times, and then I can't remember what the other one was. Do one of the for 48 hours, I think. Do the drink a glass of water every 2 hours or something like that,
mm-hmm.
and I did it once, and then I didn't do it, and then, but I was watching, I felt like I was watching a lot of stuff going on, but I'm feeling, okay, so here's where I am, I'm feeling really good in conditioning, and I'm not doing any of the exercises, and I'm feeling really good, so am I caught in a conditioned feeling good that's just got me where, like, it's saying, oh, you don't need to do that, you feel so good.
Uh-huh. Well, is that what's going on? Because if so, I can definitely confirm that that's conditioned.
Well, that's what's coming up for me now as I'm saying it. And as I say it, I go, wow, I think that is what's going on.
Yeah, because the thing about it is, let's see, how to say this. A lot of people will do practice when they're in trouble, right? So life gets really rugged, and they come running back to practice. Okay, I need to do something. I need to fix this because I'm
right.
really miserable, right?
Right.
And then,
yeah.
you know, now I feel good. Now I'm happy. And so, okay, and which is, I would say, kind of what you were describing about your relationship with your body. You know, why attend to it now? I feel great. And we can do that. Now, the body is, of course, a perfect example, a very tangible example of that, right? Because for a lot of years, we can. Most people can. I mean, obviously, terrible things happen to a lot of people early on. But for
right.
an awful lot of people, you can abuse your body for a lot of decades. And
yeah.
and then all of a sudden, it quits or it starts to give out. And people go,
right.
oh, my God, how So we don't want to be those people. We just don't, because that's called ignorant, right? That's not taking advantage of obvious information that's available to us. So we can look around and we can see this happen to other people. It's kind of like aging, Beth. You know, you watch it happen to other people, but you really can't believe it's going to happen to you. And then all of a sudden there are these telltale signs that I could actually be getting older as well. We don't want to be the people who wait until it's too late because we were busy ignoring feeling good.
Right. I'm with you on that one. And that's kind of why I called in. Go ahead.
So a lot of the stuff with the exercises, and I say this to people in the class even constantly, you know, we're only doing this to see what conditioning is doing. That's all. That's the only reason we do anything in awareness practice, is just to watch what happens to us.
Go ahead. Well, so is conditioning bamboozling me the other way? It's not catching me in a story of suffering, but is it catching me in the story of life is great? You know, you're just, you know, everything's working, and I've been really conscientious about how I've been eating, even when I haven't been doing the exercises, but I feel like I'm, you know, more awareness on the eating and then things like that. And in fact, I reinstituted today, when I left the monastery a year ago, I had said one day a month I'm going to fast. And over the last couple of months, I haven't been able to do that. I've been traveling, you know, things have gotten in the way. And today it showed up on my calendar, this year one day fast. And I went, I'm keeping that commitment. Like, that'll be great. So I don't know.
Well, I don't either. So good, we're in agreement on that. But the thing about it is, because several people in the class wrote in, you know, nutrition and fitness is not an issue for me. So, that's not the point. I don't meditate because I have an issue with meditation. And if I'm doing a meditation class, and I say, I don't need to do the exercises because I already meditate, then that's kind of a slightly skewed approach. Because we're not doing the class to improve somebody. We're doing the class to reveal what goes on with us.
Okay, see, now that, so what drops in for me when I hear you say that is, I now see how conditioning takes me away from making commitments by convincing me of, but yeah, you know, either you don't need to do that, or you're good on that area, or you just feel good. It's almost like a bliss trap.
Yes, exactly. In fact, that's one of the big traps that you've identified that karmic conditioning uses. You're doing fine with that. You have that one nailed. You know, that's really not an area of difficulty for you. And so why would you want to look there?
And it's just keeping me from looking at anything.
That's right. And so once we're trained in that way, if karmic conditioning doesn't want us to look at something, then it just says, oh, no, that's not a problem for you. You know, you're really good at that. What you probably ought to be looking at is something over here that actually is perhaps not even an issue for you.
Okay, that's super helpful. It has renewed my commitment and my resolve to pick something to test out on my body. And part of it was, doing the fast today was, a sense of, okay, I really want to see if my one-day fast is something that is to be with it and to really see how I respond to it. And does that work for me?
Yeah, Yeah, and with anything. So, you know, I'm going to drink 8 glasses of water, but I can't remember to do it. Or, you know, every time it occurs to me to drink a glass of water, something else comes up for me to do instead.
Well, right.
Those are not just related to glasses of water, right?
Right.
So how is that showing up in the rest of my life? That's our whole deal with this.
And I think that's where it's dropping in for me, is like, where is this bliss trap happening in other places that's saying?
Yeah.
Okay. Very good.
Very good. Well, thank you.
Fantastic. I will see
you in
a couple of weeks.
See you in a couple of weeks. Oh, fabulous. All right. Good. Looking forward to it. Thanks, Beth.
Thanks, Jen. Thanks, Terry.
Thanks for calling, Beth.
Good night.
Good night. Oh, that was excellent.
Yeah, I'm glad we got to that.
Me too.
I had a sense there was a point there that we were closing in on, but I wasn't certain until I heard it what it was.
Yeah, and so, it's fun to get the whole spectrum, because whenever, you know, when we do these calls, especially with the email class in particular, it feels like, well, it's the thing that Ashwini said a number of years ago, that it takes everyone's contribution to make the whole.
Yeah.
You know, and so I feel like what that point that just came out in that last conversation is one really essential piece of what we're looking at this month with this class.
Yeah. Yeah, because any story that we hear, it can be a tip-off for us.
Uh-huh.
Right? Any story. Mm-hmm. So I don't need to do that because, or I'm really not interested in that, or, I think I'll do that because of, you know, that. Uh-huh. Well, great, but let's pay attention.
Oh, that's so good. Yeah, anytime there's sort of a, I was noticing this with one of the assignments. Oh, I know, it really caught my attention where you responded to someone, you know, if we just immediately do the assignment and, you know, write in right away, then there can be a way in which we don't see as much.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I don't know how you said it, but you know, and I realized, oh, that is interesting to not, because anytime conditioning rubs its hands together, okay, done, check. Wait a minute.
Yeah, I think the person said a quick response doesn't always necessarily reveal. Yeah,
yes.
That was profound.
Yeah,
because it's true. It wants to. You're going to do this, great, but let's get it done. So in a number of cases, of course, I'm saying to people, all right, it didn't work, but you know, we're still alive,
right?
So do it now.
Yeah,
you know, it talked me out of X, Y, or Z. Well, I'm going to do that exercise again because it talks me out of it. So I'm going to keep doing it or some of the things, you know, I'll do it for the duration of the class. Why quit then?
Right.
Yeah. I mean, why not just do it forever?
Yeah. I had a fun one with that, with the extra letter that you sent. And I hadn't been in resistance in the class so without realizing it. It was so classic. As I was reading the responses to that and people were seeing all this stuff, I realized, well, just because I wasn't having resistance doesn't mean I can't do that assignment.
Right.
So I went back and did it, you know, and it was really fun. So.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, it can just trip us up in so many ways, Ken.
Oh, really?
If it says something bad about me that, and I have to feel bad because I fell for it, or it, you know, it got me again, or whatever. Then it's no fun.
Right.
But if it's the equivalent of hide and seek or kick the can or one of those great games that we used to love so much when we were kids, then gotcha. You know, it's really fun to see how it works. And especially when we get, it's not personal. I'm seeing how this works for everybody. This is the human condition we're exploring and seeing seeing for what it is. You know, it's not about me.
Yeah, that's a great addition to it, because then it, for me at least, it really ups the energy and motivation behind it. It's not just me; it's bigger than that.
Yeah.
All right, good. Well, let's take our next caller.
Okay.
Next caller, you're now live on the air, and would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, Sherry and Jen. It's Renee.
Hey, Renee.
Hi.
What's going on with Renee?
Oh, really liking the email class and the radio show.
Good.
Both radio shows. This one is really extra special. I really liked the email too, and I think what struck me recently was how structure stops the conversation. And then how we're in training, not to be perfect, but to just be practicing. And, you know, those two were just really big insights to me because, well, I think the structure I heard, you know, I have experienced it at the monastery, and when I'm there, I've said, gosh, I don't ever want anything when I'm here, you know? I'm just
completely satisfied.
Completely satisfied. You know, and that's the same structure.
To interrupt you for a second, I remember, I think it might have been a huge part of when I knew I would do practice for the rest of my life, and it was when I was in the monastery where I trained, and I was sent to town for something. And I realized, I mean, I'm in town. You know, I'm coming from a monastery, and suddenly I'm in a town. And I realized there was not a single thing that I wanted. And it was like, this is how I want to live my life.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry to interrupt, but that
no,
was
I've
happy
had that
memory
experience
me.
When I've left retreat, definitely.
And
your letter was sort of pointing to that same thing of, you know, wherever you are, that's where you are, and we're training, and it's all okay wherever you are, just to be practicing awareness about where you are, and that accepting that is okay. You know, I think there's that belief that, you know, when you're practicing, you're supposed to be happy all the time, or everything's supposed to be perfect, or then the structure. I think I had that experience of the structure because I was doing a practice that was, through the email class of following that structure, and I was doing it without thinking about it, and I had the experience of, wow, there's like nothing going on in my head, like I was just doing it, and it was so relaxing and pleasurable. And freedom.
To be where you are, doing what you're doing with no conversation about anything else.
Yeah.
Heaven.
It is. It's heaven. And everything else can be going on. You know, you can have pain in your body, or you can have, you know, or you could have, like in this case with the training applied to it, let's say I had something I wasn't supposed to have in the program or the structure, then I just start over. I just go, oh, I'm off program. Oh, okay, well, I just start doing it again.
Right, exactly. And there's still no conversation.
There's no conversation. I don't have to beat myself up. Oh, because, you know, I'll go into that whole thing, well, trying to figure out why I went off the structure.
Right.
Which is different than awareness.
Right. So I'm driving down the road, and I took a turn when I wasn't meant to take that turn, and I realized that I'm not on the road I wanted to be on. You know, you can hardly say this without right and wrong. I just realized that. I just heard myself attempting to communicate this without using right and wrong, right? Because it's not, I'm on a road I didn't intend to be on. I'm on the wrong road, right? I'm not on the right road. I'm on the wrong road. And actually, I'm just on a road that doesn't contain what it was that I was going to. And so I just notice that, and I turn around, and I get back on the road that's going to take me where I want to be. There's no conversation needed.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, perfect. Yeah, and then I'll go down that other road internally of like, I never can do this right. That will start to come up. Like, okay, I'm not sticking to it. I didn't stick to it. What is wrong with me? How come I didn't stick to it? And instead of all that, I can just start over.
Yes.
Yeah.
And just pick like up that recorder and say, Let's just note the fact that, once again, I realized that I was not doing what I committed to, and I recommitted at this time, on this day, I am starting again with my commitment. Hooray.
Yep.
Good job.
Yep. Yeah. So, yeah, it's that structure, I'm just looking at it everywhere now and just seeing, okay, structure here, structure, there's no structure there, you know, and looking at it just to see how I can apply it. And when the structure, like say you switch from the during the week at work to going on the weekend, there's no structure now. So, you know, you have to watch that because you'll start to go into bad habits that,
yes,
that you need a structure to help you do that, you know, so
yes,
to help you stay,
yes,
with the commitment. Yeah.
Yes, and within that structure, life can guide us.
Yes, exactly.
Without the structure, life really doesn't have access to us, because without structure, we're in egocentric karmic conditioning, self-hate's,
yep,
world.
Yep.
Right? But if we're,
exactly,
so I have a structure, you know, every morning I do my yoga and sit, and then this morning I can't. And so then there's the guidance from life about how to do it.
Mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? And it just drops,
yeah,
in. Okay, well, there's that, and then that, and then you oh, I could do that. Yeah. Okay, good.
Mm-hmm.
But if I were in a conversation about, oh, no, you know, there I said I was going to, and I didn't, and I never do, and
right,
there's no option.
Yeah, that's so important, it seems like. The practice principle behind that seems so important.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, because karmic conditioning would say structure, no freedom in structure. You know, you want to be a,
yep,
free agent. You want to be able to just be spontaneous and go with where life takes you. And no, actually, the only way we can go where life takes us is if we're following in a structure that enables us to be present to life. Then we can go where life leads us.
Yeah, and it'll argue both sides of it. So that's the side you shouldn't have the structure. The other side was you didn't stick with the structure.
Right.
You know, and you get beat up for not sticking with it, and then it can be a spiral from that point. Yeah.
Yes, yes. And you know, the only response to those beatings, of course, is, you know, you just like you did when you, maybe you didn't do this when you were a little kid, but you put your thumbs in your ears and wave your fingers and go, nanner, nanner, nanner. Right?
Yeah, I was like, maybe I'll do that on my recorder, too.
Yeah, I'm not listening to you. You're not the boss of me. You know, all of those things that we knew as little kids. Yeah, we can use them effectively now against egocentric karmic conditioning, which has no sense of humor about this sort of thing.
Yeah, we can use the rubber and glue one, too.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Good. Takes one to know one.
All
right.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks, Renee.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Good night. Thanks for joining us, Renee. Well, that's one to bring out, the you're not the boss of me. I forgot about that one.
Right.
That's a good one to use on conditioning.
Yeah. Your dad made you God.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. You know, you can get them from every age, right?
I was just going to say, yeah, that one was slightly older, that who died and made you God. But the you're not the boss of me, that started pretty young.
Yep.
That's good. All right, well, let's see who else we've got. Next caller, you're now live on the air, and would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, Sherry and Jan, it's Jan.
Hey, Jan.
Hi. Boy, I have loved every caller. I mean, and the guidance, what a show this is. I mean,
what a good time awareness practice is, huh?
Yeah, well, now
I know how to have fun.
We are, you know, I mean, with listening, the whole deal. Anyway, what I wanted to share is a process that's very similar to what one of the other callers was pointing to, and that is where I've been focused on the body for just this last year and taking care of it in new ways and being aware and the exercise, the food, the whole thing. So I was in the camp at the beginning of, I don't really think I need to do this class, but I'll do it anyway. You know.
Uh-huh. just to be part of the gang.
Yeah. So that really didn't serve me as an easy, because I was feeling so great. I have been feeling great. I've been enjoying the class, but I'm not necessarily participating in the way I would normally participate. And your letter came, or your note, and it was like, oh, maybe there's something I'm not seeing here.
Uh-huh.
And then I started reading the responses. I hadn't done the last class. I had done some, but not all, and I hadn't done the last one. So I read the responses. And what I saw in that was things that I had not experienced in all this care I've been doing from the body. I was reading, oh, I haven't had that experience. Well, maybe if I had done the class, I would have had, aha.
I think there's a message here.
Oh, it was one of those aha moments of, well, I would never have guessed that I got bamboozled. I wouldn't have, except for your note, then going to and reading and going, wait, I want to have had that experience. Oh, okay, somebody's holding, holding the reins here.
Yeah, yeah. And so that's a really good one to underline, I feel great, I don't need this. Not exactly what you're saying, but that kind of I'm on that. I'm what a setup it is, because you know what I tell people is that anytime anybody is teaching meditation, I'm gonna sit in on it, right? Because there's always something that somebody says or does or whatever that's new. It's, that I haven't seen it that way, or I haven't thought about it that way. And this is every opportunity to be in awareness practice. It's always going to produce something new for me.
And it's been such a good teaching, because I thought what I see now is that, there was that assumption of coming from a place of I know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to, I know what this is going to lead to. And I didn't catch that at the time. And it completely, I guess it's obvious now, but it completely prohibits the experience of going deeper with anything.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly it. That's there. That's what it's designed to do. So I've gotten to this level. It doesn't say this, obviously, but I've gotten to this level. That's deep enough. That's the exact point, Jan.
Yeah, Well, and I just have to keep saying it because I can see this coming in subtly again. I'm sure it will. I'm sure the attempt will be there. And just it's that deeper level. And so now when I hear I don't need to, or there's that sense, those physical sensations of everything is so good, we can look somewhere else. No, if the guidance is there to do it. I mean, if it's to stand on my head, I'm going to do that because it's being pointed to for a reason.
Yes, and because how I do it is going to tell me everything about me. If the guidance is stand on your head, and I just jump over there and turn upside down, giggling all the way, then that's a message for me about where I am in life. If it's, this is stupid, why do I, or I can't do that, for God's sake, then that tells me something about where I am. And that's, again, that's the whole deal, is to reveal at the most subtle level how we're being controlled. And the other point that you and other callers have made is the subtlety of egocentric karmic conditioning, self-hate. As we practice, now I can see, there's this crazed voice in my head saying whatever it is. And I go, I think that might not be me. Or, it's heaping abuse on. And I think that's self-hate. I don't think that's me. And then from there, it just gets more subtle and more subtle and more subtle until it takes the tone of, you don't need to do that.
Yeah.
And I really do believe it's me talking.
Yep. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I'm just so grateful because for me it's revealing those, at least from this experience that I've described, the more subtle levels for me that now I can recognize. And so what a gift.
It's perfect.
Yes. Yes. What a gift. What a gift. Again,
yeah.
The conditioning is so deep that what we're actually doing is improving ourselves.
Can
right?
you say that?
And that well, we're so deeply conditioned to believe that no matter how often we say that's not the case, there's a belief that we're trying to get somewhere or that it's a self-improvement program and that I'm going to eventually get to a place where I don't need to do this anymore. Right? Rather than, no, it's, again, it's not about me. It's seeing how the whole structure of life and humanity, the relationship between human beings and all of life, conscious compassion awareness, works.
Yes.
That's what we're doing. We're not trying to become better conditioned people.
Yes. Thank you for saying that so clearly. I mean, I'm just going to be listening to this recording again and again. Yeah, and I'll get off so someone else has a chance. But thank you so much.
You are so welcome. Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Thanks for joining us, Jan. Sherry, we're actually at 5:58.
I don't think we have time for someone else.
I think we do. It would almost feel like a
curses.
So I hope those folks will call in next week and we'll catch them then. But I did want to echo Jan's thank you on how clearly you just laid that out. That is a really good thing to add to the recording that was the assignment to me that came out of your letter, which was to make a recording of what do we want for our lives. And that's it.
Yeah. Well, you know, I want to, in the 2 minutes we have left, I want to say something about, I'm in a really fortunate position in life because I get to say things that seem to be helpful to people.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to underline the fact that, again, it has nothing to do with me. Mm. All that happens is I show up and life says through my mouth what it wants to say to somebody.
Mm.
And that's what we're all practicing with.
Yep.
So that there's nothing standing between life, the intelligence that animates, communicating through a human form what it wants for and from that human form. I am deeply grateful to be able to do this practice and profoundly, profoundly grateful to everyone who is doing it with me, because without everybody doing it, I wouldn't get to practice.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly, because as you're saying that, you know, in my tiny little experience of what you're talking about, it's an incredibly joyful place to live.
Yes.
To be in.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. So I'm glad we're living there, eh?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Thanks.
All right.
Yeah.
Thanks, Sherry.
See you in a bit. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.